into the lion's den. James, let's go.
Jimmy, let's just start off with your thoughts on how that one played out today.
Well, look, you won 1-0 up. Going in at halftime, we knew it was going to be a difficult game. Look, Pacific, they're a good side. They've got their fitness levels are very good. It was difficult for us to match them at times. But we had a game plan. We knew exactly what we wanted to do. We knew that they were going to have quite a bit of possession. They were going to move the ball around side to side. We wanted to be defensively organized, which we felt we were. We limited their chances going into the half. Coming back out, we knew that first 15 minutes, again, they would be coming at us. We could see it, and then obviously an own goal, which never helps. Just showed how resilient our guys were. They kept on battling towards the end. We made some good substitutions. We changed formation. And then we got our opportunity and we drew the game. And just towards the end there, when Aja played it across, and we almost had the game winner there. But, overall for the boys' second game with a couple of weeks of training, I'm happy where they are. I'm happy with their commitment. And now it's just continue getting those fitness levels up and taking that into the next game.
Jimmy, two games, two goals for Abzi. Is he your golden boot pick for this year?
It's a bit early, isn't it? But look, he's off the mark. He's in the right place at the right time, and I think he's been very good. Abzi's type of player, very comfortable on the ball, wants to take players on, and he's playing with confidence right now, which is nice to see.
Thanks, Jimmy.
James, thank you very much. Lucas.
Jimmy, I know, like you say, it's not necessarily the result that you would have wanted, but what does it just say about your team that, you're down one goal there to fight back and get that draw there and have those flurry of opportunities towards the end?
Well, they're a tight group, and one thing about these guys in that dressing room is that they'll fight for each other. They won't give up. You saw it against Calvary as well, and today they'll keep going and going and going. So for me, we'll get stronger and stronger as the games go on, and I'm looking forward to when we're at our 100% maximum fitness levels, and tactically we can get more time on the pitch. I'm looking forward to that moment, but as of right now, I'm extremely proud of the players and their commitment levels, and I've got nothing but good things to say about them right now.
Lucas, thank you very much. Benjamin, let's go to you next.
Hi, Jimmy. Nice to see you. Two goals conceded today, but you've had a bit of a new look backline this year, especially with Dom Zator. What have you seen from the new signing here at center back?
Oh, Dom's been great. He's a leader. He's organized. He's not afraid to throw his body around. And right away, the guys respected Dom as soon as he came in the dressing room. So I've been pleased with Dom. And it's never easy when you're coming into a new team and new players, new surroundings. But he's fitted in right away. He understands what we're looking for as coaches. And I've been very pleased with Dom. I mean, look, yeah, we've conceded two, but one's an own goal. Bit of a fluke, right? Comes off the leg, goes into the back stick, but it is what it is. But overall, I thought we were very good. I think we limited their chances on target as well to, I think, only a couple, or what was it, one or two? I think if you look at the stats. So I think defensively we were quite solid at times.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Benjamin. Robin, over to you.
Yeah, today, as they were saying, Canada Day, and you had 11 Canadian starters. And more than that, you had six that were under 21. I mean, the headquarters, the league, they must be just smiling so great about the whole purpose of the league. But there was a reason you started all those guys. And could you say, I guess, why that was?
Well, Roger Thompson, he's got an issue. He had a sister that had to be taken out. So he'll hopefully be ready for the Edmonton game. And so what we did was we had to drop Enza in, and then we brought Cedric into the middle of the park. We had Isaiah and Cedric, two young guys. They've got bags of energy. They can run all day because we knew with their midfielders as well. They're very fit. They're constantly moving. And we had to match them with no one there as well. So we changed a couple of things, tweaked a few things around to suit our needs for this match and compete against Pacific. And I thought they did it. The young boys I thought were great. I thought Lowell was great today. He was throwing his body around. He's really starting to come into that frame of his now. Max was great. He was taking players on. We brought Iger on, the two players in the middle of the park. So we've been very happy. I thought Tariq was great at left back as well. He was up and down the line with Abzi. The only thing that slows you down a little bit is when you get two yellow cards as well on the one side. They can't be as aggressive as they'd like to be when you're defending them. But, you know, overall, I was very happy with the young players, and it's great to see. It's great to see them enjoying their football right now.
Okay. Just about the pile up of yellow cards, do you think that might hurt you as the tournament rolls on, or is it just this was one game where it was a bit rougher than the others?
It's a league, Robin. So, you know, it's not a tournament format. So, you know, we're not worried about it. Yeah, were some of the yellows a bit soft? I felt they were. But look, at the end of the day, nobody beats a referee, do they? So it doesn't matter what I say. Look, it is what it is. We've got to deal with it. Felt there were soft challenges, but, you know, we've collected them. We've got them. And you can't erase them now. So we've got to manage that.
All right. Thanks. Good luck.
Thanks, Robin.
Thank you, Robin. Martin, over to you, sir.
Coach, Pacific's attack has a reputation for being high octane, for posing problems to opposing defenses. Your club, especially in the first half, did a good job of gumming up the works and frustrating Pacific, I think Marco Bustos especially. What was the game plan for your club heading into this to stymie this Pacific attack?
We knew we had to be organized and disciplined, which I felt we were. We knew Bustos, he's a quality player, loves to get on that left foot, loves to put good service in the box. We asked Tariq to get him down the line, and if Bustos did come inside, then we'd want Isaiah or Cedric to engage, to come on over and help out and keep him on the outside. I thought we kept him quiet in that first half, and he had little spells in the second where, you know, he was lively, but overall I felt we shut him down. And we dealt with their pressure and everything that they were throwing at us. I think we got our tactics right today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Martin, thank you very much. One last call for any other questions for head coach Jimmy Brennan. Okay, Jimmy, you're good to go. Thank you as always for your time. We really appreciate it. Guys, stay on the line and we will have Jordan Wilson with you very, very shortly indeed.
Yeah, can you just tell Stalin about that? I'll go with you.
Mr. Wilson, the Honorable Mr. Wilson, please rise and take on your knighthood after that glorious finish to that game. Everybody, as per usual, the raise hand icon is there for you. Any questions for this legend icon whose reputation precedes him? I'll take a question if I can. Firstly, sorry, Robin, I beat you to it.
Okay.
Can you put that in words when that ball rolled into that net?
Yeah, it was just a bit of energy. I felt like it was a bit of a disservice if we came away from this game without any points, just because I thought for the better part of the match we were, in control and playing better than them. So it was just nice to put myself in a position to get the team a point.
Robin, over to you, sir.
Yeah, just that this game, contrasting with the last game where they blamed you for the own goal, the turnaround on this game must have made you feel so much better.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's all new. I feel like as a new group as well, we're just trying to put in the work and do well for each other. So I feel like getting a result today is just important for the camaraderie as well. you know, you remember moments like this where you're down and you got to tie it up. So it's good. It's just propelling us forward for Sunday and the next games to come.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you, Robin. James, next to you, please.
Thanks. Hey, Jordan. Can you just tell us a little bit about how you see this group coming together? I know these circumstances playing in the bubble are not exactly what everyone would want, but how have you seen this group with a bunch of new guys come together?
I haven't really been in a group that is so conducive as this one. I think conducive and cohesive, I'll probably say the words. Just because it's a nice balance of like old and young, but everyone gets along. I think throughout a season, that's what really pushes you forward if you really want to work and run for the guy next to you. There aren't really cliques, which I'm really grateful for this team. We've come in and it could be difficult when you have a whole bunch of new guys playing together, but it's easier when everyone likes each other and everyone doesn't mind being around each other. So, yeah, I think in the long run, that's going to be, our 12th man. That's going to be the thing that really pushes us forward.
Excellent. Thank you.
James, thank you very much. Just one more from me as well. We talked before you guys headed to Winnipeg about the young guys in this group. Obviously, with you being a little bit more experienced, the impact and influence that they've had already within two games, how proud are you of these guys? You mentioned how they put the work in and how their workhorses in the off-season. How does it feel to be playing alongside these guys?
It's nice. I mean, both of them today... Izzy, Isaiah, and Cedric. Cedric's my roommate. And just like, I had to whisper to him before the game and said, like, I remember my first debut. Like, this is his first professional match. I was like, go and seize it. Go enjoy it. So it's nice to just be in that position to like, maybe look at younger players who are just starting and tell them like, hey, go enjoy it. Cause I can remember whatever 6 years ago when I was first playing. But then the other side of it, the flip side of it as well is I still want to show that I can be a big boss and I can play as well. So I think, yeah, being selfless is a good part of being a teammate, but I still want to get the competitive edge back and just be an animal as well and be like, yeah, well, this is my and make it hard for the gaffer to put me out in the lineup. So it's that nice balance I feel like we have with this team.
I love it. Final call for questions for Mr. Wilson. All right, Jordan, you're good to go. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it and well done today. Everybody else, thank you for joining the call. Thank you, as always, for dropping by and for keeping an interest in all of this. And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye bye.
All right, thanks, Marty.
Yeah, thanks, guys.